And good morning. I'm joined by Rhonda Reif. We talk about ways to feel better naturally. We talk about ways to eat with the seasons, ways to live in less stress, and find ways to deal with that stress. Holiday stress is one of the things we're going to talk about today. And, you know, holiday stress, Rhonda, really is real, and it comes in so many different forms, doesn't it?
It really does, and it can sneak up on you. And there's a lot of other things that are going on that maybe you don't have the rest of the time of the year with, as far as sleep schedules. You're eating different. Maybe you have more sugar, maybe more alcohol. And so all of those things, plus along with, you know, lack of the sunshine, the weather changes, and then there's all of these expectations that are put on you. But stress can be good, too. I mean, it can be fun, and it can motivate you to get things done, but you don't want to overdo it because it just takes all the fun out of everything.
Well, and I think what happens is you end up having cumulative stress from a whole variety of sources. You mentioned winter. When cold winter weather comes in, if you're not really a big fan of cold winter weather, and I don't know too many people that are, but there are people that really love winter. It's one more thing that you have, and one more thing to kind of endure that you have to get through. But I think the other thing is that you've got so many people that may be coming to your house or maybe coming to dinner, coming to your holiday events. And it's so any of the old feelings that may have been sort of left unsettled are basically out in the open again.
That's true, too, as far as all of the extra stress of, you know, making sure that your tree's up, your things are decorated, the house is clean, or whatever's going to happen with that. Maybe you want to dig out all the good china. There's a lot of things with that. And then the weather being cold will affect your muscle tension. It affects how you carry yourself. And then if you're not sleeping correctly or eating correctly, your tempers can be shorter than what they maybe normally would be.
And finding the right gift for that right person, sometimes that becomes a real challenge, doesn't it?
It really does. And a lot of people, you know, they don't really necessarily know what to get people. And a lot of times they give them what they would like, which there's nothing wrong with that. But then you need to really go out and canvas. And there's all the crowds in the store, the lack of parking. And we've been fairly lucky this year with the weather as far as snow and ice and things go, too. But it's still early.
And we cannot forget the cold and flu season that also hits at the same time. So it's like you're fatigued, you're tired, you've got stress. And you've got the cold and flu season that is hitting. All of those things all provide an atmosphere where that stress can overload, right?
That's true. That's true. And I want to give the listeners some tips out there as far as ways that they can cope with stress. So, and this is any time, but especially at the holidays, always you want to breathe. That's the first thing. Take three really deep breaths. And I mean like a inhale and sigh and let it out. And if you do those like 3 to 5, you cannot imagine how much calmer that you will feel. So, and then take time to relax, like spend at least an hour a day doing something for you, whether that's reading, taking a bath, watching some particular movie on TV. Try to carve out at least an hour that is absolutely non-negotiable your time.
Well, one of the things that I found here, and this is just a very personal statement, as we prepare for the holiday season, it means that we have an entirely new set of different types of programs that we all have to prepare for each of the radio stations. And it means that, and getting ready for those and a new list of sponsors, all of those things that all have to be done ahead of time because you don't have any time after once Christmas Eve hits, you are kind of like back against the wall. So you better be having it all done before then. And preparing those things ahead of time. If you want to take any time off, you better be able to do all of the stuff you need to do ahead of time. And that's one of the things, I guess maybe, I don't know, I would imagine that's probably true for people in other businesses as well. But I think in the broadcasting industry in particular, everything has to be done ahead of time. So you're basically operating, trying to work a week to 2 weeks ahead of time just so you can be able to be even when the actual season comes.
And that was number 3 on my list was prioritize. Prioritize and use time management. Budget that time, prioritize. So maybe you can't get 13 things done today, but you can get the top 10 things that are absolutely going to have to happen. And prioritize doesn't necessarily mean what has to be done first. Sometimes it might be the project that's going to take you the longest, and you want to do it in small little increments so that it's not so stressful. The 4th thing I had on here was delegate. So if there's things out there that you can delegate, you know, maybe the Christmas cookies aren't going to be perfect if the kids frost them, but that doesn't mean that you can't still delegate and do that. So it takes some of the stress off of you.
And you have different obligations that you have to face. Holiday parties, it also, as I said, meant and the more holiday parties, the more gatherings you have, the more opportunities that you have to find ways to have the cold and flu season come back up and bite you too, right?
And washing your hands. That's basically the easiest thing. If you look at people in the medical profession, they see sick people all day long, but they wash their hands consistently every time they go in and out of a room, every time they see a client or a patient. And so that's something very easily that people can take care of.
And getting plenty of sleep and rest.
Plenty of sleep. Plenty of sleep is important, and good nutrition as well.
And sometimes that's easier said than done, because the more things you have on your mind, the more difficult it is to get a consistent, steady sleep, isn't it?
It is. And a lot of times, too, you know, talking back about that hour of downtime that I said for yourself, a lot of times a little power nap or an hour of just downtime of not worrying about anything is actually enough to get you going. And I'm not saying it replaces sleep, but it can actually help you sort of recharge your battery.
All right. And I think economics, the other thing, that's probably the other thing we were talking about, is that economics is a very real. Economic stress is also very, very apparent during the holidays as well.
It is. A lot of times that hits January when a lot of those credit card bills come due. And again, that's again about prioritizing and doing things like that. But if I were going to leave you with one thing here, you know, laughter, that's important too. If you were going to listen to people and be at these parties and watch TV, find laughter, because laughter helps you to breathe. And so.
And we've heard laughter is the best medicine. Isn't that right?
It really is. And of course, there's always a solution to get body work done, like massages or reflexology or energy work, of course.
And again, now you've got, you have the Stress Management Center. That's basically, isn't that right?
Yes, I do.
And,
yes, I do.
And you have, you've got a number of other businesses that are all sort of under the same, bailiwick, so to speak, or the same auspices. But you have something special. You've got some special things that are coming up, right?
I do. I have an open house Saturday, December the 21st from 2 to 5, and also Sunday, December the 22nd from 2 to 5. And that office, my office now is at the Apple Trees Mansion, which is in Perkins Park. It's 1616 Dill Street. So I'll be having, you know, a display of things and some refreshments and some door prizes and things like that. If you're needing a last-minute holiday gift, of course, I have gift certificates, and there's a lot of other things that you can do. And it isn't just limited to body work and massage. I mean, I also do life coaching sessions, and I teach classes and workshops. You could get, you know, a perfect little gift for a class for somebody on, you know, the power of positive thinking or colors or numbers or any of the stuff that we talk about on this show. And if you just listen and want to just come meet me, that's kind of cool, too. Of course, I've got Serene and the Butterfly and my relaxation CD, so that's a holiday must, too.
All right. Well, there's lots of things that are going to be coming up. It is the holiday season. It is coming to a close. Well, in a way it is. It's coming to a close, but it's and you know, one of the things that I think is also very difficult about the holidays is that once you look forward to Christmas and once you get through Christmas, all of a sudden then it's January. And you mentioned credit card bills, but I think the biggest thing is it's usually the worst weather of the entire year.
It is, and it's a letdown. You know, you have all of this anticipation and excitement and build up, and then poof, like everything's over. And, you know, it's kind of like you've just finished the race and now you're sitting here and it just kind of all hits you at once. And it is hard. You know, that's why it's important to make sure that you do little things. Try to get at least 15 minutes of sunshine, even if it's through the window.
Yeah.
You know, those kinds of things will help you with that, too.
All right. Well, do what you need to do. Again, you've got open houses that are coming up. If they want more information about any of the things you do and any ways to contact you, what is the best way?
They can call me at 319-752-0175. I also will have some things posted on Facebook under Rhonda Reif, under Life's Pathways on Facebook as well. And that's probably, I have a website too. They can go to stressmanagementshop.com.
All right. Well, do whatever you need to do, but find ways to manage the stress, deal with it. Don't overdo and breathe. That's the biggest
lesson.
Breathe
and laugh.
Breathe and laugh.
Yes.
Okay. Rhonda Reif, thank you so much for joining me. Have a very, very happy and sincerely, I'm going to say Merry Christmas. Why not?
Okay. Thanks, Steve.